Welcome to Soccer Works with Daniel Workman, where we take a brief look at how soccer works in the U.S. and around the world.
3, 2, 1.
On episode 37 and part 7 of Project Year Zero, we look at the NSL League calendar. The NSL will follow a fall to spring calendar, similar to the top leagues in Europe. It will do so for the following reasons. First, to begin and end the season in better weather. Second, to operate a 10-month season. Third, to have signature finals in the games that matter most in a less crowded sports TV window with better weather. Fourth, to create more opportunities for preseason matches with European clubs and other clubs around the world. Fifth, to better coordinate training and showcase opportunities for American players abroad. Sixth, to better participate in the winter and summer transfer windows. And lastly, all of this will help increase the visibility and create more revenue opportunities for NSL clubs. Understanding that the U.S. is a large country and winter weather can be an issue for clubs located in the north, a winter break similar to the German Bundesliga will be employed, along with smart scheduling to help combat any climate issues that might occur. Due to the various climates in the U.S., there is no perfect schedule to avoid all weather issues, but advantages for a fall to spring calendar, including visibility and financial, far outweigh any potential issues. Thanks for listening. Thanks for sharing the podcast. You can learn more at wrk.mn/PYZ. Until next time.